Hi again.
Hello.
We are back for episode 4 with more bullshit to talk about, discuss, labour over, and possibly get distracted from. You are listening to The Nerve with Ethan and Will, and we would like to thank you for making it to episode 4, if indeed you have. If you did stop after episode 3, fuck you. Formula 1 is interesting. And if you wish to contest that point, please email us at thenerve@calltothefaithful.com or tweet us at @cttfband or find us on Instagram using @calltothefaithful. Anyway, Will, what do you want to say?
If you have indeed made it this far, you've been automatically entered into a prize draw.
Yes, that's right, Will. If you are one of the lucky winners, you will get a vacation in one of these destinations.
An active volcano that's been ready to erupt for 20 years.
The ice tundra of the Antarctic.
Or a sunny vacation that will leave you glowing. That's right, Pripyat, Chernobyl.
And we will get back to the winner in due course.
Wankers.
Yeah, you don't win anything. That's untrue. But hello, hey, hi Will.
Hello, good to see you again.
Hello,
it's been so long.
How long has it been since we last saw each other?
Oh, a few seconds.
Yeah, it wasn't very long, was it?
No.
We still do live together. So, do you want to talk about you moving out soon? Is it right to say it on the podcast yet?
Well, I suppose, yeah. I mean, it's going to be happening very soon.
I know.
It's going to be very, very sad for both of us.
Indeed.
I mean, it's been 2 years. 2 years this month, actually.
Is it
no, two years last month.
Is it really?
Mm.
Bloody hell.
Mm. Do you remember me saying, oh, just a few months, mate?
Yeah. Just a couple of weeks.
Just keep on your sofa for a couple of nights, mate.
I'll be back on my feet in no time.
And then you couldn't get rid of me.
No.
But then you begged me to stay.
Yeah, I've not wanted you to leave.
I've not wanted to leave. It's been great fun.
It has been great fun.
I mean, I moved straight out of my parents' house.
Yeah.
In with a girl.
Yeah.
Got a mortgage. Didn't work out. Hence why I moved in with you.
Yeah.
So I never really had that time to live it up with my mate, I suppose.
Yeah.
Have a little bachelor pad situation.
Yeah, definitely.
Didn't go to uni.
No, me neither.
Wasn't clever enough.
No,
they wouldn't take me in. Or maybe I was too clever.
That was it.
But maybe, yeah, that's what it is.
It was one of those Goodwill Hunting situations.
Well,
yeah. It could have been. Obviously, it wasn't.
Used to sweep floors.
And that's where you went wrong.
And solve complex mathematical equations.
Always in your spare time.
Never told you about that.
No. One of your many hobbies. But I thought it'd be good to reference that, because obviously we reference us living together. And at some point, we won't.
No. I know. I don't know what that's going to be like.
No.
I can't imagine it now.
No.
It's going to be the end of an era, mate.
Mm.
I'm both looking forward to obviously having my own house.
Of course.
Having my own space.
Yeah.
Not getting ran over by cats.
Yeah.
That'll be nice.
That's fair.
But also, I will dislike not coming home to cats. I've gotten very used to it.
It's nice, isn't it?
They're like
a nice
just
presence.
A bit of company, yeah. You know? When there's no one in the house, which at the minute isn't very fucking often.
No.
During these unprecedented times.
Thank you, Matt Hancock.
But no, hopefully within next month or two, I shall be moving into my very own place.
Yeah.
All alone in Market Deeping.
Oh,
don't
have
me.
Away. I'm going to just censor where you live just in case you get any groupies. I'll censor that in the podcast, maybe.
Just put a bleep
in
over
the,
it.
Yeah,
beep.
Maybe. If I can work out how to do it. Otherwise it's going in, mate, and you're
if
fucked.
Not, yeah. Market Deeping's a big place.
But the only reason I wanted to reference that was just because we obviously say we live with each other and you'll be going soon, but it doesn't mean the podcast will stop. One of the many benefits of this podcast is that although we'll see each other all the time anyway, that we'll have to see each other on a Tuesday, because that's when we're going to have to do the podcast.
Yes.
So that's going to be fantastic.
So you'll be forced to spend more time with me.
Exactly.
Mm, delicious.
Entrapped. Or is it the other way around? But that's the thing. So we are currently recording episode 4, and episode 1 has only just been released, really. It got released last week. And we've had a fair reception to it.
We have. I mean, I listened to it. I thought we were quite funny.
Yeah.
The people I've spoken to thought it were quite funny. But yeah, hopefully more people listen to it.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
It was better than the two that we predicted.
Oh, 100%.
We gave ourselves a low,
yeah. We really doubled our record.
We did.
Yeah.
And that's a win.
If anything, that's a win.
That is.
So yeah, I just wanted to reference that because, this is episode 4. Episode 1 got released quite soon.
Well,
quite
a new hope.
A new hope. Was that episode 4?
It was episode 4. That was episode 4, yes. Of Lord of the Rings.
Indeed. Yeah, fair play. So that's really what, yeah, I think to tail off the end of the intro, we just wanted to say thank you. It's been a very, the reception has been quite warm. And in order for us to carry on creating these podcasts, obviously we're going to need more interaction from people. So yeah, just email us at the email address, thenerveacallsthefaithful.com. And yeah.
Please, we need friends.
We do.
And we'll start reading out your responses. We need content.
We do. That's the thing. So we're going to start reading out people's responses, and we've got a couple today.
We need a vodka sponsor.
Yes. Oh, we are, please.
We are spending a fortune.
Yeah.
I mean, my mortgage nearly got declined because of the amount I'm spending on vodka.
Yeah, there's a lot that gets delivered to our house on a frequent basis. And only some of that makes it to the podcast. So
yeah,
that's the real tragedy, really. So we need more to supplement Will so that we can keep more to the podcast. So emails and shit. We only had a couple, but it was...
I love the fact that that's what it's actually titled in the notes.
It is emails and shit.
This is the portion where we respond to the emails. No. It's emails and shit.
Genuinely, it is emails and shit. So firstly, we got a lovely message from Dennis Halfhide Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Dennis.
He is lovely. So on Instagram, he is DennoPix. I'm just confirming that right now, just to make sure.
Top man. He was actually in the band at one point.
Yep, he was.
Yeah.
And played bass for a little bit, and then he was no longer in the band.
Yeah, which he's never forgiven us for. Never. He brings up every time we see him.
Yeah. We're sorry, Dano.
We love you, mate.
We do love you.
We really do.
And we're glad you've been a part of a part of the band since then, really. You know, you've taken our photos using your Dano pics.
Did that nude one of us?
That nude one? Oh, that was lovely.
That was a good
very
day.
Very tasteful. Very tasteful.
Sunday in April, if I remember.
He has diversified himself now. I think, I suppose, probably a product of lockdown because he's not been able to photograph gigs. Mm. But he collects Adidas shoes. So if that's your bag, then head over and find his Instagram page because...
He must have an insane collection by now.
Oh, I think he's got, it looks like almost like 100 boxes of, I don't know.
Tens of shoes.
Tens and tens. More shoes than I have.
Yeah. But, I've got my work boots and I've got my trainers.
Yeah. And my slip slops.
Slip slops.
But the thing is, though, a lot of, like, anyway, Deno, mate, like, do you, and I'm not disparaging you whatsoever.
No, 100%.
But what I just don't understand is he's got a lot of the same shoe.
Has he?
Yeah, a lot of them are the same brand. But they might be
slightly separate, slightly different
colours. Yeah, no, they are different colours, but the design is the same, do you know what I mean? The shape. Yeah, of course, but it's just a bit...
Like,
I've got two pairs...
I've got you, Deno. Get off his back.
I'm not trying to be on his back. I love him. But I've got two pairs of Docs, and I'm like considering buying a third pair, but it's like, why?
You've got... Yeah, exactly. Who the fuck are you to talk?
Yeah, but I've only got two pairs. Two fucking pairs, mate.
One in black, one in green. Exactly the same design.
Yeah, exactly. That's two pairs.
You'd have more.
But that's the thing, you'd I don't know, because I could you have know more. And I haven't, like, it's my birthday coming up, but I haven't asked for any, because I think, is it a bit much? I don't know. I don't know.
Is it a bit much?
Is it, if I had a black pair,
I'd be thinking, is a green pair a bit much, personally? But we've all got different...
I like a green pair, isn't I? I like them.
We've all got different boundaries there, haven't we, mate?
Yeah, we do. So, anyway, thank you very much, Dana. Thank you for listening. If you're listening now, it's episode 4. So this is sort of, we're like 3 episodes behind. That's sort of how the emails are going to be sort of coming out. So, obviously, as we said in the last podcast, episode 3 that you haven't listened to yet, haven't released yet, but we'll have released by the time we've had this. Mm. If more people listen to this and share the page and like us and give us 5-star reviews, then we might start being able to get paid for it.
That would be amazing.
And then we could start doing better quality podcasts with more people, more production.
More vodka.
More vodka. More shit like that, really. And that's what we're here for, isn't it?
Mm.
We can just have
more fun.
Exactly. Exactly.
I think that's what everyone wants.
Fucking hell, that's the fucking motto I want to live by. So yeah.
Help us achieve our dream.
If you just donate. Should we set up a Patreon account? Things though, like people set Patreon accounts up for like podcasts, but like
do that.
They have to release extra podcasts. We ain't got the time for that.
Oh, fucking hell. No, not with all this work I keep having to do.
But if you apply to our Patreon.
Yeah.
Anyway, so thank you very much, Denno. You're a legend, and thank you for listening. And we hope you're still listening by now. You know, we hope we've not lost you yet. But thank you very much, mate. Then our good friend, I mean, this is more of an honourable mention more than anything, really. But AK emailed us.
Mr. 47.
Mr. 47.
You Alex little Kilner. Slut.
I think we mentioned him. I think we name dropped him in episode one.
Did we?
I think it was quite exciting.
We've probably name dropped him in every single episode.
I don't think so. I think we have.
Have we not?
No.
He's a large part of our lives.
I know. I don't know. But then we often talk about bullshit, don't we? So
yeah. We could have name dropped him. It could be lost in the nonsense.
Yeah, it could be. I don't listen to a lot of it when we edit it. What? so he just...
skim through it all.
Send it to a fucking... through a computer script or whatever. and his email said, long time listener, first time caller, which I thought was incredibly funny.
He did a funny.
A very funny radio
joke. He did
junk,
a funny, though. Else.
And he was very complimentary towards us, but I'm not going to go into that because that's just, we don't really deserve that sort of praise yet.
So. Well, I don't know.
And then lastly, in more shocking news, I think really this is the one that's going to put a spanner in the works a little bit, my friend.
Well, yeah.
My mother did listen to episode one, and she enjoyed it, I believe. So she might listen to episode two.
I'm amazed.
Because
we were both convinced that she wasn't going to.
Yeah. However, I didn't say anything rude about my mum.
I mean, I didn't really say anything rude. I just said I was going to go see her.
In episode two, you call my mum Teresa the Pleaser.
In episode
two.
Did I?
To be released in a couple of days.
So we've got that to come.
And I've not...
I'm going to have to deal with the fallout from that. Yeah. I mean, actually, no, I'm not. Hopefully by then I'll be moved out. Don't tell her where I live.
But if you see my mother so often as you proclaim, surely you'll see her anyway, no?
Well, I'm taking back everything I said. I'm eating my bloody words here.
You bloody are.
I am.
She actually listened to
it. She actually listened to it. I love the fact she actually referenced it as well.
Yeah, she...
Oh, what did she say?
Right, so...
Share with us.
We were... Oh, she's going to hate me for saying this because, you know, at least 12 people listen to this podcast. she was like... I went to have a socially distanced chat with my mother in the garden and...
In these unprecedented times.
And if you want to actually at me at that, please do. Please email the nerd at callsofthefaithful.com and we'll respond in the podcast. We need the content. So if you want to argue with me, please. so she was like, it was, you know, mid-afternoon. It was like late afternoon, mid-afternoon, bloody hell. It was late afternoon, sorry. And we were having a little chat. And she was having a vodka and Coke. She went, oh, I'm going to get myself another vodka and Coke. I said, another vodka and Coke, mum. I said, are you about to go record a podcast, are you? Referencing the fact she's listened to the podcast.
Yeah, she knows that we have a body and Coke on the podcast. We love your body and Coke on the podcast. We
love it. Oh, it's one of our favourites. And she said, yeah, I am actually. Will's on his way over later on.
Wait.
And so she made a joke about it.
Yeah.
Awful.
I like that.
No, actually, I did find that hilarious. I'm glad she got involved in that joke.
I was amazed with that. So thank you, Teresa, for playing along and being a good sport.
Being a good bloody sport.
We'll
see how good a sport she is by the time this, because we are three episodes behind, remember?
I know. Yeah. You can tune in for episode five.
Episode four is the first
talk
apology.
About my black eye.
Yeah. And the court case. This is cyberbullying, my mother.
What a harrowing bloody legend to leave behind.
It is another nerve with Ethan and Oscar. What happened to Will? He's in prison. He's not allowed anywhere near me and my family. Oh, fucking hell. Anyway, that was the emails and shit. So I'll probably cut us away here and I'm going to fade us out now. Fed us back in here. So this week I did a speed awareness course.
Monday. That is rough.
Cool, it was rough. I think I referenced the speeding offence in episode three. And yeah, I paid my penance on Monday. It was. Yep.
Did you learn your lesson?
I learned a lot.
Did you?
Yeah, many lessons were learnt.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Mainly that it's fucking boring, so you don't want to go through it again.
So just
slow down a little.
Boring.
Listen to a podcast, maybe. Yeah. Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge.
Maybe the nerve.
With Ethan and Will.
But yeah, I mean, that is... So there's a lot of reasons not to speed, and I've learned this now on my speed awareness course.
Mm.
Because 1 mile an hour is only apparently about 1 minute and 37... You only gain back about 1 minute and 37 seconds, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But it takes an extra however long... Because you've done one before, haven't
you? I did
one
as
well. It takes an extra, like, 20 metres to stop or whatever.
It was a family affair, actually.
Yeah, that's so funny, isn't it?
Your sister was there.
Yeah, and my step-nan, bless her.
Step-nan.
Who recently passed away, so...
Lovely lady.
Lovely lady. Cheryl, her name was. Absolutely wonderful woman. So, it was really funny, wasn't it? She was... they were both there.
Saw her sat there. Hello.
Yeah.
Sent a selfie to you.
Yeah.
Didn't I?
Yeah, that was lovely. Yeah,
because you're my only friend.
Yeah, of course. Who else are you going to send that to? And who else would understand that? Send it to your mum. Like, why are you sending me a picture of this chicken and old woman? What are you doing?
Well, who are these people?
Yeah.
Ah, you wouldn't get it.
You wouldn't get inside joke.
I wish I'd sent this to Ethan now.
All your workmates.
My boss.
What are your workmates?
Send it to my boss. Yeah. Excuse me. Please, how did you get this number?
Please stop texting.
I sent it to his home phone, actually.
You have one picture message. It turns out it's fax machine. Yeah. What, a fax machine?
I don't fucking know. He's not even that old.
But that was quite a weird sort of scenario, that, wasn't it?
Mm.
Which made it weird for me, because you had to go to a centre, obviously, because of COVID, because you had it pre-COVID. You had it pre-COVID, like it's a fucking disease, boy. I was
2018 PC.
Yeah, PC. Love it. I did it on a Teams thingy, and one of my dad's mates was in the same course as me, which was really weird.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a guy called Lawrence. But I couldn't, like, talk to him because we're on a Teams call. I'm like, oh, you're right, Lawrence. How you doing, mate? You know, in front of everyone. It'd be fucking
obviously
weird.
Have to have awkward eye contact across
the... Well, it's not really eye, is it?
Across the two faces in the screen.
No, obviously, because I was just looking at the videos and the presentation that the instructor was showing. Of course, William.
Ethanium, of course.
But it's well fucking boring, isn't it, mate?
Like, yeah, 100%. I mean, you do learn a lot. Yeah. And it is pointless speeding.
Yeah.
Not to be a fucking holier-than-thou cunt, because I'm not.
Yeah.
But it is actually pointless.
It seriously is. Yeah.
You're risking so much, and you get there about maybe... I mean, we're not going to go through all the numbers and stuff, but it's about a minute you'll gain.
Yeah.
For risking... your fucking life.
And,
risking a crash.
Yeah, totally.
You know?
And I know there's that argument that there's an autobahn in Germany, and obviously there's no speed limit. And they're like, well, that's safe. And like, yeah, cool, I get that.
Yeah, but that's just lanes and lanes of traffic.
Yeah, but we don't have that in the UK.
No.
So we couldn't have that as...
Well, it's fucking irrelevant, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
You can go faster in the sky. What's your point?
Yeah, exactly.
Superman could go really fast. All right, mate.
Yeah, exactly. Brilliant. Thank you, mate. Thanks for that solution.
Cheers.
Yeah. Because if you made the A1 an autobahn, it may be safe, right? Fair play, yeah. But if you're speeding while there's a speed restriction of 70 and you're going like 100, that is dangerous because it isn't an autobahn.
Yeah.
So it's different. And plus, there's a lot of idiot drivers. If you're one of those people that sit in the middle lane, damn you.
Sorry.
Fucking hate it so fucking much.
Well, I want to leave my cruise control on. I can't be asked to swerve into the next lane.
Oh, mate. I'm always...
I'm joking. No, I try not to.
Oh, fuck. It annoys the shit out of me. It really, really does. One of my pet peeves. Mm. The reason I bring the speed awareness course up, not only because it's boring as shit, is because there was a fucking fella in the course, and it was almost like he believed it was the forum for him to discuss his grievances with the UK traffic law. Like, the instructor was going to go, at the end of that course, go off to the House of Commons and say, oh, we've just got some feedback from Dave and the driving instructor's course, actually.
Like,
he's got very strong views on what he thinks we should be doing about it.
Poor instructor's got a fucking say in UK law.
Yeah, isn't it? Isn't
brilliant.
It? Yeah, literally the instructor's...
Well, Dave, what I think you should do, mate, just up the speed limit by 10.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd really suit me. You want to go a little bit faster. Everyone's a winner, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, no worries, Simon. Yeah. I'll fucking get along and do that, shall I?
Yeah.
Bear with me.
Yeah.
Everyone stay here. Everyone stay in the course. Just want to nip and sort that out.
This is only a 3-hour ordeal, but we are. Well, I've got to now make it a little bit longer because now I'm going to have to go to the House of Commons quickly.
Yeah, it's just, 3 fucking days.
Yeah, fucking idiot.
It's just on Zoom for 3 fucking days.
The guy literally said, like, the instructor literally was saying how he would prefer to have been out doing driving lessons than been doing speed awareness courses. Not as in to disparage him. He was a very good, to be honest, he was very funny. He was a good guy. Mm. But like, he obviously just didn't want to be sat at home. He'd prefer to have been out driving about. Yeah.
Right. So he's a driving instructor as well as
yeah, I think a lot of, I think
a course
I think,
instructor.
I believe there's a, it's a little bit like that.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't realise there was that crossover.
Yeah. I think, yeah, maybe.
I mean, it makes sense.
It does. Well, my old driving instructor, he was an ex-traffic cop.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, so it sort of makes sense that
right
they follow that. They know what they know, don't they, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was a nice bloke. He just, yeah, I just couldn't get why this guy was making me listen to his bullshit. Because all I wanted to do was sit there, learn my lesson.
Fuck off. Sharpish.
Get back to work, yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Busy day.
I hate shit like that.
Yeah. Making the course longer than it needed to be. It did not need to be that long. He did not need to ask so many questions.
No.
But yeah, he needed to have his point of view across. And like, yeah, some things I didn't agree with. The guy was saying some stuff that I thought, bloody hell, this is a lot of shit. But you just go, okay.
Because yeah, it's
his job
just,
to teach that. That's what you've got to learn.
On, get it done.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to pay £100 fine and get 3 points.
And if you don't want to do it, pay the fine and get your points.
Yeah.
And if you don't agree with it, then send a letter to your local MP.
Yeah.
Don't sit there in the fucking course
Not
and make
the fucking
me
instructor.
Fucking mad.
He can't do anything for you, mate.
Literally nothing.
Surely you realise
this. But no, they don't.
But he's a fucking dumbass.
Yeah, man.
And you know what dumbass is? They think they're cleverer than they are.
They
but then they don't know anything.
No.
I mean, I'm not one to talk.
No, but this guy was proper. Like, it was exactly the type of character you were describing.
Yeah,
somebody that
100%.
Thinks they know
everything.
Oh, I've
been on
plenty
of
really
courses,
nothing.
Mate.
Yeah.
And it's during the work day. I just want to get home quick.
Yeah.
It's like a day off work.
Yeah.
So, let's try and get out of here for 3 o'clock.
Yeah. Come on, lads, help me out. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's but no.
Nope.
Old fucking Dave has to fucking.
To
his name wasn't Dave. I don't know why.
Usually things that they could quite easily Google as well.
Yeah, after the course.
Yeah, you could just. Yeah. You could find that out in your own leisure.
Yeah. And there was I think it was. I don't know if it was the same guy. I think it was the same guy, which is even worse. Is he had a lot of technical issues at the beginning of the session. And it just took us ages to get going, and that was
well because of him.
Yeah, because of him.
Oh, and he continued it through the whole of the course.
Yes,
this fucking guy. I've not met him. I've not had to be there to withstand this fucking bullshit.
Yeah,
but I'm angry. Oh, I'm angry on behalf of you. Sir.
Thank you, mate. He's a prick.
He is.
Like it says, well, you get an email before, and I know some people. Oh, I'm not gonna read. Oh, yeah, Oliver,
give us a little pour.
Just get Beardy to pour us another one, will you?
Beardy, pull that shit up.
And so the technical, so you get an email, and a lot of time when you're doing a course or some shit, like you don't really read the email beforehand, right? Because it's a bit of a fucking,
you skim it.
A lot of time you skim it, right? But look for the bold words. Yeah,
that's why they're there.
That's
what the bold font's for.
Exactly.
Read this, you fuckwit.
Yeah.
We know you're not reading the rest of it, but at least read this bit, please.
This bit you need to know.
Yeah.
And there was a particular bit in bold that was discussed about technical problems and sort of gave you a link to test and a link to, you know, just sort of like give you a way just to, you know, please make sure you've got a stable internet connection or a laptop and all this sort of stuff. Please try not to use an iPhone where possible or a smartphone where possible, which is fair enough because it's a fucking tablet device. Try and use an iPad or a tablet, you know, all that sort of shit.
Fucking hell, they don't ask much, do they?
No, but I think it was just...
Go out and buy a laptop. Fucking hell.
A lot of people don't have laptops.
I don't have a laptop. I got my iPhone.
You got a tablet.
I got my iPhone and a scrap piece of paper.
You've got a tablet, you twat, have you?
No.
You got the tablet.
From work?
Oh, fuck.
That'd be better used as a fucking brick, mate.
But like I get
use out of that as a fucking bookstop.
You're doing a presentation. They're doing a presentation, so... The iPhone I don't think it's the most appropriate thing to be doing. But whatever, I do.
No,
who gives a shit? It's not my, I don't give a fuck. No. But what I'm saying is this guy used his iPhone, right? Which pissed me off because he hadn't got it set up
right.
Did
he not read the sentence in bold?
No.
Does he not know that's what it's there for?
And he couldn't have his keys, because it says clearly you must have your camera on, and he couldn't turn his camera on, but he didn't say anything about it. And then
what, his iPhone?
Yeah. And then suddenly, then the guy says, Christ. Oh, I need to see your face, mate. And he's just like, oh, I can't turn it on. I'm trying. And then they have to get technical on. Then technical comes in just in the middle of the call. And it's like, hi, it's me from technical. And everyone can hear him. Like, oh, shit. And then he's trying to fix it. So he's doing RT support, right?
Fucking.
We're only down one comfort break in his entire time, right? And I'm busting for a piss. And we haven't had our comfort break yet. And because we're not even properly into the course yet, because it's taken so long to identify everybody to do the GDPR bit, where everyone had to do it, you know, singly before you got into this, all into the same group.
Like, Jesus chat. Fucking Christ!
And then he had all his fucking technical problems. So then it got fixed, and then two slides later, still before the comfort break, the presentation the guy was sharing. He then couldn't see. He was like, oh, I can't see it now. What's going on? So then RT support had to come back on at that point. I said,
what was his fucking name?
Patrick, his name
was.
Oh,
Patrick.
Patrick,
you fuck.
If you listen to this podcast,
I've had enough of you, Patrick.
I fucking love you. Thank you, Patrick. But also, please read your emails more carefully, okay? That's if you're listening to the podcast. If you're not listening to the podcast, then fuck you, Patrick. You really fucked me off that day. Really, really annoyed me.
I quite like how this has just turned into... The initial part of the podcast just turned into us fucking moaning about
our
shit.
Grievances. So, what are your grievances?
Men will literally start a podcast rather than go to therapy.
Yeah.
It's us.
It's literally what it is.
It's me.
Oh man, this is better though because we laugh more. Yeah. I've been to therapy before, didn't laugh once.
Well, this is what we just do at home. Yeah. I come through the door, look at each other, go, your day? Oh, don't get me started on my day. Yeah. Your day? Oh, bloody hell. Don't even talk about it. You first. Get the vodka out.
I think he's like, well, that's what I'm going to miss when you're not around. Grace is going to have to deal with that. And she's not going to get the vodka out because she's going to probably still be working.
She'll have a lovely fruit smoothie or something. Yeah. Get the fruit smoothie. Not quite the same ring to it, is it?
Like super hands.
Yeah.
When he goes clean. Oh, I will. Do you want to go to a cafe? What? Oh, fucking hell. So what else do we want to moan about? You got very cold this week.
Do you know what? I've spent most of my career fucking cold and I've had enough of it, Ethan. I've had enough of it.
I've had enough of being so cold.
I mean, we touched on this subject, building silos, I think, last episode, episode three.
Yep.
And that's obviously outside. So you're just getting pissed fucking rained on for months. And this was when I was in my early 20s. And now I'm in my late 20s. I'm 29. I'm less than a year away from my 30, and I'm still getting fucking cold at work. Man. I've had enough of it.
Yeah, I bet.
I'll be sat with a nice cup of coffee and a bicky or something, you know?
Oh,
but man. I should have paid more attention at school, you know?
I don't know. I don't know if school is all that crap. School's all that.
Oh, no, school's awful.
Yeah.
School was awful.
Yeah.
But I might be in a nice warm office now.
Do you want to be in an office? Do you really want to be in an office?
I don't,
though?
But I want to be warm.
Yeah, that's
maybe
the thing.
Maybe the solution is move to a different country.
Yeah, you could be.
Sounds drastic.
Yeah, but you know, Australia is warm.
Yeah,
my mum wants to go to Australia. I'm thinking about my cousin lives in Australia. He loves it there.
Does he in Sydney?
Yeah,
back in Sydney, mate. Well, in my trade,
Oh, fucking Sydney.
I'd be amazed if they listened all the way over here.
Yeah, I know.
Went like they had to travel, like their ears had to travel to listen to us. It doesn't fucking matter, does it?
All the way in Australia.
Do the radio waves get that far?
Mate, that country is so big. Anyway, that's like, carry on. About to go into a different conversation.
But yeah, just having another little moan about being cold at work, mate.
Yeah, mate, being cold at work sucks.
Yeah. I mean, any experiences yourself? You used to be a man of the tools.
Yeah, I used to... There was the worst day of my on-the-tools experience, I think, was... It was fucking raining. And it was when I was 16. Yeah, so I left school... I left school when I was 16, and... I had to drive a moped to work, and one day it was fucking piss raining, like fucking so heavily, and I was wearing all my waterproof trousers, jacket, you know, all my undergarments, everything, you know, to keep myself as waterproof as possible.
You were protected?
Yeah.
Or so I thought. Readers.
And within, yeah, the narrator, and within 5 to 10 minutes of my journey, I was wet to the skin. Like it was, I was
all the way over.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, all literally head to
so
apart
your
from my hat,
didn't
apart
work.
From my yeah. Then did
you
literally?
I hope you fucking failed. Took them back.
Well, no.
Stick a bit of fucking guttering on you.
Yeah, that's what I should have done. It was generally it was that rainy, and I shouldn't have driven my moped in that rain. But that's going to work. So I didn't really think about it. Nowadays, I'd have gone, no. Yeah, I'd have tried to get a lift in.
It's insane that we have children just on these fucking
They're
lethal,
so dangerous, mate. I would never, lethal if I ever had kids, I would never, ever let them have a moped.
Would you not?
They're so dangerous, mate, because 50cc is not enough to get yourself out of trouble. If a car's coming towards you, you need to swerve out the way. 50cc is nothing.
No.
You are fucked.
And everyone's trying to overtake you.
Yeah.
Getting pissed off at you, like you have control over the power of your own fucking engine.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, bear with me. I had the rest of this horsepower in my fucking trousers.
Yeah,
sorry,
yeah.
Mate. Just let me put that back in there, shall I?
Yeah.
Fucking Volkswagen Passat fucking wanker. Piss
flashing
off.
You and beeping you. You're on a country lane.
Sorry, that's brought back a lot of memories from when I was on my moped.
But see, it's dangerous,
people getting
isn't
annoyed
it?
At you.
Yeah. So it's like 10 minutes in, it's piss rain, it's so fucking heavy. Like, maybe it's just because it's fucking fantasized in my head now. But like,
you've embellished it as the years have gone on.
Yeah, I feel
it was
like
actually your left foot was slightly wet.
Yeah, yeah.
Then next year, it's, my old bottom leg was fucking wet. And it's slowly gone on that way.
That's what's happened.
You, in a few years' time, you will have actually drowned and been brought back to life.
Yeah.
Anyway, so being so wet.
I was riding my moped next to Noah's Ark. And
fucking giraffe just floating by 2x2.
Save yourself.
What's that?
My moped.
Oh, I see.
It was an engine. It was a Boeotian Tanco. It's rubbish.
I had a Boeotian
as
well.
Did you really? Mine was rubbish. It broke down. It was brand new and it broke down all the time.
Really?
Yeah,
mine never steered me wrong.
Oh, mate, maybe I just got a
apart
shitty
from not
version.
Being able to go very fast.
Yeah, that's the thing. But that's the thing. I
actually
would never...
went faster than most.
Oh, really?
Mm. I got 40 out of mine.
Oh, I can get 40 out of mine.
But I was about 5 kilograms piss wet through back then.
Yeah, fair. Mm. Yeah, you were quite scoring it there, weren't you?
I was a wee man.
A wee boy. But yeah, so anyway, I got to work, got to the office, wet, fucking drenched. Took all my waterproofs off, and they could see my work trousers were completely sodden.
Mm.
Everything I was wet. The only thing was dry as my hair because I have a helmet on.
Mm.
And even that was a bit sweaty.
Oh, so you had the best of both worlds.
Oh, best.
You were both too hot
and too cold.
And fucking freezing on the verge of hypothermia.
Yeah, literally.
And
one of
heat
the best
exhaustion
days of my life.
At the same time.
Yeah. And then so I got to work and my boss, Tomo, it was like, we're going out. We got to work outside today. I was like, you're fucking kidding me, mate. In the fucking rain. So yeah, then we had to go install a load of cap. Fuck, I used to do data cabling, as you know, for the listeners don't. I used to do data cabling, and we had to install a load of like Cat 5 points around this guy's house, and obviously all the wiring had to be done externally.
Oh,
so that's what we were doing.
In your waterproofs that didn't waterproof you.
Yeah. No, because by then they were in the office drying off. So I was then just in my work gear. And
oh dear!
Tomo gave me his big, because I didn't have one. They used to have big high vis jackets. You know, those really big.
Yeah,
ones.
Yeah. The classics.
Yeah, because I didn't have a van, so they had so they got more than I did. But purely because you can't store them.
Can't
on
really
my beds.
Store them on a Boeotian.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
If I remember,
I had
correctly.
A top box as well, and it still didn't.
Did you?
Yeah.
Go in there.
I had to bring my bag, my helmet, I had to go in there, my bag and shit. I had loads of shit that I'd take with me. I had my tools and all that sort of bollocks. Because I never knew, I was never with the same engineer every day. So I'd never.
You had to carry your tools on your fucking
bike. Yeah, that's Stanley Fat Max back rucksack I've got. That's why I said it worked. On the back of my moped, yeah.
What a dangerous fucking journey that was.
Isn't it?
In the
fucking, like, I don't know how much.
Sliding about.
In my fucking tools.
There's no even distribution of your weight. Your backpack's just fucking flinging from one side to the other.
Yeah.
You can't see straight because the sweat from your head is going into your eyes. You're nearly passing out from heat exhaustion. Yeah. Your legs are physically frozen at this point.
Yeah, and literally they are solid. And I'm fucking, and I'm going away. Anyway, so.
And you're actually underwater.
I'm literally in the sea. Awful. But yeah, in the end, Tomo let me fucking sit in the van for a while because if my old boss hears, it's fuck you, mate. I don't give a shit. No, he's a nice man, I'm joking. But see, no, I don't give a shit still because.
I was going to say,
I was so fucking, I was just, Tomo was just, yeah, he's sitting in the van, mate. Because I was already wet, it was just worse because I couldn't then, because I put the waterproof jacket on.
There's no
and I wasn't
relief.
Getting dry. Do you know what I mean?
There's no relief.
Wet. Yeah. It was one of the worst days of work I've ever had.
Been there.
Yeah. Just wet constantly. And it was the thing, like, and I wasn't used to it. And I think there's people that have much worse days at work than that. But I just wasn't used to that. That was just such a fucking, I was wet all day. I just felt like, why am I, I'd just like to get dry just for a minute.
Oh, yeah, I had it before. It was a Wednesday.
Many moons ago.
We was working in Boston, Lincolnshire. I'm actually working there now. Not the same place, not for the same company. But we had to put like a big, it was a grain conveyor. So it carried it across the top of these silos. I'm always on about fucking silos, aren't I? I'm obsessed
silos,
with the bastards. But we was on top of there and it was like fucking thunderstorm, like rain, like it was dark, rainy, horrible.
Yeah.
I was piss wet through. Everyone else was piss wet through. We had to sort of hang over the edge of this conveyor to try and drill it in to the steels. So it was all bracketed up so it weren't going to slide off the fucking silo.
Yeah.
I was getting electrocuted by the drill. Yeah, I know. Fucking all I could see below me was like the floor that was about 100 foot down.
Yeah.
My boss was there. So we couldn't even fucking have a shady 5 minutes inside the warm.
Yeah.
Just cracking the whip, carry on, lads. Yeah, it was a fucking nightmare.
Like a PE teacher when it's not cold when they're in their big fucking puffer jacket sat on a chair.
Yeah. Literally. Yeah. It was fucking awful. And I think back to then. I mean, if it was now, I'd just be like, lads, I'm having an hour out of this fucking shit, or I'm gonna go home and get some different clothes or something. I don't know. Yeah. I wouldn't put up with it now.
Yeah,
it's not worth it.
No.
Well, it certainly wasn't worth the £7.50 an hour I was getting.
No,
paid.
But that's the thing,
you know,
isn't it? Yeah. But when you're a kid, you're like, oh yeah, that's fucking.
You just
look all the money
well,
I've got. Yeah.
I was
cheap labour, mate.
The bottom on the totem pole at that point.
That's how
mate.
It is, isn't it?
So I had to deal with it.
Yeah. Awful though, isn't it?
Yeah, so it
literally
was horrible.
You get paid for the shit you do.
Yeah. Literally. I used to think, £7.50 an hour.
Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah.
I'm on £8.50 an hour now, so it's a little bit better.
Yeah. Got up in the mud.
Yeah. I got a pair of waterproof trousers.
Yeah.
And a fucking lightning rod next to me so I can earth myself every few seconds. Yeah. So I don't.
You've really, really moved up, haven't you?
I have.
Your company's, oh, mate. Strength to strength is Will Bowen.
Yeah.
Man alive. That's cool. Well, I think it does, yeah.
Thanks for that profound comment there, mate. I think, yeah.
I'm going to have
that,
right, I'll
have that carved onto
tombstone
when you're dead.
You can. Am I allowed to say that on the podcast? I don't think I've called you a cunt yet on this podcast.
Have you not?
That's literally my favourite word. So
I don't think you've ever. That's the first time you've called me a cunt. I don't know how to feel about it.
The reason I stuttered then was because I was going to tell a work story but it just doesn't paint anyone in a good light. Not myself. I was fine. I did the work. But
don't worry about it.
Underpaid. But I'm not going to tell the story. I'm going to move away from
it. You're going to move away from it.
Yeah, I think so. I just think it's
save it for episode 5.
Yeah, when we're desperate for more content.
Yeah.
So some good news. Ooh. We've had this week is that Architects released their new album.
Yes.
For Those Who Wish to Exist.
Mm.
Now, I would love to be part of the, let's plug Architects, let's get the number one this week, let's do it. But it's honestly, the episode will not be out by the time, you know, in 3 weeks' time. So we're not going to get there. But, if you do then listen to this and think, oh, I haven't heard the new Architects record yet. Please buy it.
Give it a listen.
Yeah, give it a listen. It's
Architects are incredible.
Brilliant. They are amazing.
Incredible blokes as well.
Yeah, lovely guys.
Yeah, that's like we know them personally.
Yeah. But they look, they seem brilliant on all their live shit. And, they seem like genuinely nice guys. And we just have to believe that, I suppose. But we love the music. And in particular, I absolutely adore Architects. And so one of the massive things that I was well happy about is they did they released 200 tickets to a concert at Banquet Records. And it's like 200 people capacity or something. So it's like one of the most intimate shows they're going to be doing for a long, long time. And it sold out in under 3 seconds is what the official is. I think it sold out in quicker than that, but they're saying officially under 3 seconds.
Is that what they're saying?
That's what Banquet Records said.
Because as soon as I clicked the link,
yeah.
I mean, I was a little bit late because I'd just come in from work. But as soon as I clicked the link, it was sold out. Nah, I was like,
gone.
Fuck it.
Yeah, and it's disappointing, wasn't it? Really disappointing.
Yes.
Apart from the fact...
Then...
I got tickets.
And you were screaming and running around the house. I was you got four of the bastards.
Four of the bastard tickets.
I mean, I'm assuming one of them's mine.
No.
You're going, I've done it. I've done it. Unlucky, cunt.
Yeah, one ticket for me. Fuck you. I'm going away.
See you later, lads.
But that's the thing. That originally, it was literally like you could only buy one ticket.
Really?
So I was like, shit. And then literally the last second, they updated it so you could buy four tickets and four CDs. Obviously, to help the old number, you know. Get the number one chart, you know?
yeah
but I've got four tickets, so yeah, for £15 a ticket and a CD is yours, my friend.
Thank you very much.
I think the CD is signed as well.
Oh.
I think,
really?
Yeah,
well, as soon as I get a CD player.
Yeah, exactly. But you get a little bit of signed merch, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So now I've got a signed CD and a signed vinyl, and
that's
a,
cool.
And a vinyl that isn't signed.
That is fucking cool though.
Yeah.
But we're going to go see Architects.
Oh, mate.
And we've been talking about it for ages as well.
Yeah, we've never seen Architects before. And the first time we're going to see Architects.
Ever since I bought that first hoodie.
Yes.
Did we talk about that?
No.
I think we have talked about that on the podcast.
No, we haven't.
Have we not?
No, tell this story in a second, because we're going to go, because I just want to make the point. We're going to see him for the first time ever in a like an intimate show. The first intimate show they've been doing like that. For, I mean, especially because of COVID, but the first intimate show they've been doing for many years. They play stadiums and festivals now, man. Like, they don't need to be playing those sort of shows. So, like,
200 capacity.
Yeah, really excited for that.
Small show for a band like that.
For us, for Who's the Faithful, we'd be like, fuck me, 200 people have turned up to see us.
Oh, we'd be amazed.
Yeah, innit?
For a band like that, that's a small crowd, small venue.
Yeah.
We're going to be able to see the sweat on their chins.
I hope so.
I can't wait.
Oh, I'm so excited to see him.
So thanks, Architects.
Yeah, thanks, Architects, for being so
And thank you, Ethan, crazy. For being so quick-fingered.
God, mate, I was fucking lucky.
You must
I think.
Have been practicing.
Yeah. But yeah, tell us the fucking story about it, because it's really, really funny.
We're talking about not painting people in a very good light. It doesn't paint me in a very good light.
No, it's brilliant.
Because I just look very silly.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to tell me it.
Well, it was at Slam Dunk. I can't even remember the year now. A few years back.
Was it when you went with Beardy?
No, because I didn't go with Beardy. I went with Kieran McKenna.
But is that when you saw Beardy and got naked in the crowd?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, that is. I mean, that's not a secret because it's on our Instagram page.
Yeah.
Not, obviously, no, nothing explicit, but no. I'm quite clearly naked in the middle of a crowd.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Lovely.
Lovely. And went to the merch stand. It was the reduced one, so it was from the bands that weren't actually playing that day. And I thought it was a Bring Me the... I was like, no, that was it. I was like, can I have that Bring Me the Horizon hoodie? And the guy gives me a hoodie. And it was the one... It wasn't the one that I wanted.
Yeah.
And I said, no, the one with the butterfly on it. Some guy...
This is the best bit.
Just lazily, quite... What's the word?
Like nonchalantly.
Turned around and said, he means the Architects. And I just wanted the world to fucking swallow me whole. Because at that point, I'd never listened to Architects.
Yeah.
So I didn't know. I love them now. As soon as I listened to them, I loved them.
Yeah.
Now, I couldn't back out. I couldn't be like, oh, yeah, no, I didn't mean that one. I just went, yeah, sorry. Oh, I thought it said Bring Me the Horizon.
I'm always getting them mixed up. Whenever I see Architects and Bring Me the Horizon, I can never tell the difference between the names.
And just shuffled off, embarrassed.
But just in your nice new hoodie.
My pride was hurt.
I wish.
Everyone at that stall fucking heard songs. It as well. I just thought, yeah, you're one of them cunts.
Get back to the fucking tent.
And it.
Yeah.
But you can't even name three of their songs. No, mate. All right. I've been embarrassed enough. Leave me alone.
I couldn't name my own mother. That's the worst thing, because I wear quite a lot of band shirts. I'm afraid anyone asks me because I'll just forget. Because when you put on the spot, I still love Metallica. Mm. Not as much as I used to. But like Metallica are a massive part of my formative like metal years of listening to music when I was a teenager.
They're still shit, Ethan.
I don't say things like that. But if I was wearing a Metallica shirt and someone said, oh, name three songs, I'd be like, oh, fuck, I've forgotten every song.
Yeah. It's like when you used to get to YouTube ready to bang out a few songs and then you just instantly forget who you are.
Yeah.
What are your musical influences? I don't know. I don't know. What's in the charts?
Yeah.
Do I like that? Pick I don't even know anymore. Yeah. Am I into reggae?
Pick a song. I've literally forgotten every song that I like. To be fair, for me though, if I'm ever in a social situation, someone's like, put a song on, or they pass me the aux around, I'm just like, you won't like anything I'm going to listen to.
No.
Anything I put on. So then I just put something generic on, or something old like pop punk, and it's like, yeah. At least that's safe.
Enjoy.
Yeah. Rather than all, do you want to listen to Polyphia? Would you fancy listening to the new Architects album? Like, everyone's like, no, not really. But you shouldn't do, because it's so fucking good.
Yeah, but it's not everyone's cup of tea.
No, it's not everyone's cup of
tea. Because it's heavy.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
We like heavy stuff.
We do like heavy music. But yeah, it's just funny that you...
I mean, but needless to say, as soon as I listened to Architects, I was like, oh, fuck yeah, I do like these.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
Like, they're right up my street.
Me. Yeah, yeah.
But I'd obviously heard them before, but not heard of them as such.
Yeah, of course. That's one of those things. That's an easy... easy fucking thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
But they're fantastic.
But it was incredibly embarrassing.
Yeah, of course.
The guy was so condescending.
Yeah, innit?
He means the Architects. Yeah. All right.
That was me. Like, that would have been me.
Dan, with your fucking fist-sized flesh holes. Fuck off, mate. Right. You're obviously more hardcore than me.
Right.
Jesus.
That's me so
chill,
much.
Bro.
I'll tell you how much that's me. I messaged Joe Wicks this week.
Did you?
Yeah, I forgot. I told you this. I purposely kept it for the podcast because last week I spoke to you about fucking messaging celebrities and stuff. We spoke about George Russell and all that sort of shit.
Yeah.
So he's putting on shit on fucking Instagram. He's fucking brilliant. But let me just fucking carry up this with Joe Wicks. You're fucking fantastic, mate. You're really, really a genuinely wholesome fellow, and I really, really wish you and your family all the best in the world. And like, fuck that Matt's coming from me, but just they're purely what I think. But I'm such a twat. He's doing all these great things. Here's a quiz to do with your kids. I did a quiz for my fucking YouTube channel. So here's the quiz for you parents, so you can quiz your kids. And one of the questions was, who founded Tesla? And the answer was Elon Musk.
Obviously.
But it isn't Elon Musk.
No.
He wasn't the founder of Tesla.
There
was,
who is? Nikolai?
One sec.
Bim, 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 bim,
So Tesla was incorporated on July 1st, 2003 by Martin Eberhard and Mark Tarpening. Eberhard and Tarpening served as CEO and CFO respectively. Yeah, so Elon Musk was in the first tranche of investment, basically, and he bought his way into the company and made it what it is today and made
You've
the Tesla
blown
Roadster.
My tiny little mind.
Yeah.
So but the obvious answer would be
Elon Musk. But Elon it would Musk. Be, yeah, the obvious answer is incorrect. It wasn't him. It was two other fellows, and he is now this. I think he obviously runs Tesla or whatever, and he does what he does, and he's fantastic and he's an absolute genius. But he didn't found Tesla,
right?
So I messaged Joe Wicks to correct him upon that, and I shouldn't have done. Like,
oh no.
Because why would I? Why would I send a message, right? And the worst thing is, right, he said something on his... Because I watch a lot of his stories. He does like the Iceman. Wim Hof. We'll talk about another episode, but the Iceman.
Yeah.
Joe Wicks has started doing it.
He does the Iceman.
So I think that's like an inspiration.
I've watched it. It's incredible.
Yeah.
He does it for like 5 minutes at a time.
Yeah, fucking fair play.
Bugger that.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say we could
It'd
do it.
It'd be right on a Boatian on a fucking...
Yeah, innit?
He
would love it.
Cat 5 cable.
Yeah, innit? But yeah, I messaged him just saying, look, mate, you are brilliant, absolutely fantastic, and I really, really hope you're well and safe and blah, blah, blah. I said, but I've got to tell you, Elon Musk didn't found Tesla.
Really?
So, yeah, that's odd. And I corrected him. And what I was going to say earlier on is the worst thing is he did a story, because I always say I watch all this shit. He did a story and he started fucking saying about how he reads all his messages and he always wants to respond and all that sort of stuff. And I sent that and I thought, oh, fuck. What if he sees that and gets offended? Anyway, he's not replied or liked or seen it. So hopefully I'm in the clear or he's seen it.
No, because I think that story basically said he won't be replying to every... message.
Oh, is that what he meant?
Yeah, that's what it was. He's like, I think he's reasonable, God. But he tries to reply to everyone or give him a like or something.
Yeah.
He said he's got to stop doing that.
Yeah.
Because he's just fucking must be up till fucking 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Just liking people's shit. He ain't got time for facts and figures. He's busy taking ice baths and being handsome.
Yeah. Fair play.
And being wholesome.
He's a good lad. Anyway,
love you, Joe Wicks.
I just thought...
If you're listening.
I was just... When
you hear this.
Like we're talking... I love the fact that we talk to all these famous people like we are indeed famous. But we know none of these people.
Who the fuck are the nerve of us?
We said the name. But yeah, he's fucking...
We said the name of the show.
Oh my God.
Thank you. Download was cancelled.
Boo. We are not happy about that.
And you know what I'm also unhappy about?
What's that?
The proposed lineup for 2022.
Kiss.
Friday.
Iron Maiden.
Saturday.
Biffy Clyro.
On a Sunday is the only day I'm looking forward to.
Quite looking forward to that. I mean, we've seen Biffy Clyro before.
They were fantastic. That's why I've seen them again.
They were fucking cool as shit.
Yeah.
Kiss and Iron Maiden.
Now, if Architects aren't like Download this year, 2022.
Oh, yeah. I'll be pissed. Well, weren't they supposed to be on the lineup originally? Or did I get that wrong?
No, I think you got that wrong.
Did I? Who was it? Oh, no, it was Sleep Token I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
There was an amazing band that I really wanted to see that were going to download.
I was meant to see Sleep Token.
Frank Carter and the Rattlesnakes.
Yeah, Frank Carter and the Rattlesnakes. Who was it? Let's have a look at the 2021 proposed. Was it pull the 2019?
Shit up, Matt.
Yeah, Matt, could you just pull this up? Yeah, so, yeah, Kiss, right, so that was it. So I think, I believe the 2021 lineup, yeah, was Kiss on the Friday. Like, I'm not into Kiss. I'm going to say that right now. Me and Will, we do not like Kiss.
We don't like old glam metal. We don't like old rock.
I like old rock, Guns N' Roses and shit like that.
Okay, not that though. Yeah, I like Guns N' Roses. Yeah, they're fantastic. I would love to see Guns N' Roses.
Oh mate, they're brilliant.
I just feel like Kiss and
glam metal.
Iron
that's
Maiden.
More like that glam metal, like Twisted Sister and shit like that. Fuck off. Not interested in it. So fuck them. Biffy Clyro on Saturday, fantastic. And Sunday, System of a Down. Love System of a Down.
Oh, is that? Oh, that was the original.
That was 2021.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
That's not far from the first time I went Download. System of a Down on the Friday.
Yeah, they were fantastic.
Biffy on the Saturday.
Yeah, fantastic.
And then Aerosmith on the Sunday.
And they were fantastic.
I don't want to close my eyes. Yeah.
I don't want to fall asleep.
We were singing that, weren't we, on the way back to the campsite. That was a moment.
That was a real
There was
moment.
A moment there.
Oh, that they were fantastic. I mean, they've been touring for about 200 years, so they've sort of perfected their art, but they were fantastic. Deftones are playing. I love Deftones.
Yeah.
Well, happy about that. Frank
Carter,
Rattlesnakes.
You sort of got me into them.
Yeah, fucking. The reason I got into Deftones is through Architects, because they did these Spotify sessions where they covered Deftones, and they're fantastic.
Right, okay.
Killswitch Engage, Mastodon, The Darkness, Funeral Friend, Sleep Token.
We actually had tickets for Funeral Friend.
But that's been postponed to next year now, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've got tickets to My Chemical Romance, which should be this year, unless that gets postponed as well.
We'll see.
But yeah, that's a fucking... But so yeah, I mean, I wasn't enamoured with the 2021 lineup. Don't get me wrong. I wasn't like, oh yeah. But like, there's a choice bands that I love. I was like, well, happy about, you know, as I say, Frank Carter, System, Biffy.
A lot of the time, a couple of the headliners at Download, or at least one of them, are like an old rock or an old band that are a big name.
Yeah, but they have
I'm not massively interested in.
They sort of have to, because a lot of dads go to Download. They have to appeal to it, don't they?
Yeah. Like, what was, that band?
Oh, mate.
You know I'm on about, didn't you? Def Leppard, that's it. You know exactly what I was on about.
Not into them, rubbish. No, they were rubbish to Download.
Yeah, I missed them.
Maybe we didn't. We saw two songs and we said, should we go back?
No, I didn't. I didn't go see him, did I?
Was it me and Stu then?
You and Stu. I was trying to chat up a girl.
I thought it was me and you. No, I thought it was me and you, and then you went back to chat up
no,
the girl.
No.
Was it not?
I completely.
Maybe it must be me and Stu then, because I mean, me and Stu, I think it was Stu, because I just said to him, like, mate, I'm not enjoying this. And he was like, no, me neither.
Because
like,
if you thought I would enjoy it, you would have said, we'll get you.
Oh, that was it. That's it.
Little
yes,
ramp
right,
down.
Yeah. And I'll text you, don't bother.
Yeah. Don't even worry about it. We'll see you back at the tent.
Yeah.
Cocktails.
Yeah. I mean,
cocktails and cigars.
One of their singles they played, and I was like, ah, oh, I know this.
Yeah.
And then they played some B-side or something. And some dads were like, oh, yes. Sandra, get me a beer. Oh, I love this one. Oh, really getting into this one. Oh, yes. Bring me back to my youth.
Yeah. Booging along in their little stool that they take. Yeah, yeah. You know, the one that clips onto your backpack.
Oh, a little bit of a shoulder shimmy. Fuck, yeah. So, yeah, it's just not my cup of tea, definitely. No. And the thing is, though, like in 40 years' time, when we go to Download, and we're old.
We'll be amazed.
Oh, fucking hell, Biffy. Yes. Architects. Sam Carter's still screaming.
And all the young bucks are we going, nah, let's fucking leave this one.
Yeah.
Which is fair enough.
Yeah, it's fair. God, I don't want to be old.
Oh,
that's made me feel weird.
And it'll happen to you too.
You've got it coming. Prepare.
I used to be what it was, and then what it was changed.
That's such a good old man voice.
Thank you, I'm practicing for my 30th.
Billy, could you just pull up the 2000 Trees lineup? So, 2000 Trees is... is it for 2020? Are we in 2021? That's what we're
yes.
in. Yeah. So that's...
fucking hell, could you forget?
Oh, fuck.
You've repressed all the memories, haven't yeah. you?
So Jimmy Eat World, so we've been invited to our mate Ped Stag do.
Good lad.
Good lad. I don't know if he listens, but if you do listen, hi Ped, give us a text. Hello, if you listen, text me and Will. Tell us you listen, say you love us. And share the podcasts. Say five, you know, put five stars or follow us or whatever it is on your podcast app, please.
Do all the things.
This is Stag do. And he wants to go to 2000 Trees Festival, yeah. can get there, all that sort of stuff. So the lineup is Jimmy Eat World, Creeper, Dinosaur Pileup. These are the people that are Lonely the Brave. I know them. No Devotion. I think they were a spin-off of the Lost Prophets band, were they? No
oh, really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I couldn't find them on Spotify, though, which is a bit weird, because they did have a song out that I quite liked.
Right, okay.
Yeah. We won't talk about that old band, though. Thrice. Spotify keeps shoving Thrice down my throat.
Do they? Don't what you? Are they like?
Okay. I'll play yeah. some on the car ride home. I'm not that into them.
No.
They're heavy, but sort of for heavy's sake, I think. Mm. I don't know. But like, Thrice, if you're listening, I'm sorry. I don't mean, I just haven't really listened properly. Spotify just keep...
Don't take that shit.
Yeah.
Email Ethan.
Oh, dear, no, please do email me. Please.
<nerve.
laughs> Please email me. That'd be lovely to get some recognition from Thrice, the fantastic, attractive band. Boston Manor and I then Dream State. Mm.
I quite like Boston Manor.
Yeah, they're quite good. The
Dream
Amazons.
State are really good.
The Amazons are playing. I've got both of their records on vinyl.
Have you? I don't think I've ever heard them.
They're good, yeah. A Junk Food River. You know the songs. I've played them before. You'll know when you hear them.
Okay.
Black Peaks are playing. I like Black Peaks. Mm. Do you know them?
Did we miss them?
Yeah, we missed them at Download yeah.
once. For we did. Hanging in a sweaty
tent. Too long.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
That's a classic, though, isn't it?
Yeah. It's just how you do
we're
it.
Like, yeah, we'll get up in a minute.
Yeah, that's just so, Download.
3 hours later.
Isn't it? Fuck it.
Just, oh, fuck. I remember it was I Prevail listening to Bow Down, and I really wanted to see them.
Yeah.
Bow Down came on. I could hear it from my tent. I was like, fuck.
It's gonna take
by the time I get over
there yeah.
then it's good. The song's going to be over. So yeah. I laid there for another couple of hours. Just nursing a fucking monumental hangover.
Fair, fair. I think that's how I wanted to see Behemoth, and I managed to get the last 10 minutes of them.
Really?
We got there and that did on flat. But Behemoth are good. Then I saw Slipknot.
We're on holiday. We've got no obligations.
No, exactly. But I went to see Slipknot in Birmingham after Download, because I'd seen them at Download that year.
They were fucking incredible.
They were incredible. And Behemoth were supporting them, so I got to see all of Behemoth.
Happy days.
They were very good. Very, very good band. Spot on. Yeah. I mean, it's very black metal. Like, it's yeah. not, I'm not into black. I mean, I like all metal, but black metal isn't my thing very much. But I can listen to it every so often.
But Slipknot were incredible. I'm really glad I got to see them.
Oh, mate.
They're not my most favourite band. Like, yeah. I wouldn't pay big money to go see them.
Yeah, I would.
But Download, the fact that they were there, happy fucking days.
Yeah.
And they were incredible.
They were fucking
really
brilliant,
enjoyed myself.
They? Yeah.
So if you're listening to Slipknot...
The return of the adverts.
Corey Taylor, if you're listening.
He must be listening to The Nerve with Will and Ethan.
Well, he must be. What else is he doing with his time?
Exactly. He can't be that busy, surely.
Seven bands he's
with dyeing
doing.
His hair.
Or shaving it.
Or doing whatever. He can do whatever the fuck he wants.
Or being a successful musician.
Oh. Oh, and the cries. So, we are now like an hour into this podcast.
Bloody already.
Already.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Last
week was a bit slow going, episode 3, I felt.
Yeah, it's the tricky second episode. It's the tricky third episode for us, wasn't it, I think?
Yeah, we had a little bit of a hump to get over there.
Yeah, I think so.
I feel like we're back on track.
Yeah.
We're losing time.
Yeah, we are losing time.
Which
yeah.
is a good sign.
Yeah.
Because we're fucking trying to keep them a bit shorter.
Yeah, but it's just not working, is it?
But it's not working because we've got so much to chat about.
Yeah.
In
this section of the podcast, I would usually ask you some random shit.
You would?
For you to answer. However, Last week we agreed that this week would be your section.
Yes.
And we'll see how this goes and see if you do it next week as well. Or if we just alternate it, we'll work
it out.
Or
we can swap. Yeah. Do a little swabby swap.
So yeah, I'll let you kick off the you want to ask me.
Billy,
some
pull
shit.
Up the scenarios.
Cool.
So.
Yes, mate.
Scenario one. Mr. Grice.
Right.
I feel Ethan quite uncomfortable Michael with this. Edward Montgomery Tarquin Grice.
This is already quite weird because I feel quite comfortable when I'm sort of talking to you and directing. But now I feel like I'm on the back foot now. Don't
you
like
are.
It.
You should be. Oof. Be worried, my friend. Would you rather get uglier or dumber?
Uglier.
Why?
Because...
Is it because you're already ugly?
Yeah, exactly.
But you're quite intelligent.
Exactly. So fuck it. I just get uglier.
Yeah, you've lived this long without looks.
Yeah, I don't need it.
I'm joking. If anyone who's listening doesn't know what Ethan looks like, he's a very handsome man.
Oh, my thank you.
He's about
much.
7 foot fucking tall.
You and my Duh. Mother say the same thing.
Hey?
You and my mother say the same thing.
Yeah. So why
No,
uglier?
I think so, definitely.
Why would you rather get uglier?
Because I'd prefer to be intelligent. I quite like... Okay. I just can't like...
But then it's easy.
This is why I shouldn't answer these questions, yeah, because you'll actually get a little bit of insight to my mind.
But, like, you and it's see, a dark, dark place.
You know, you see news stories of idiots doing idiotic things, and you hear of Facebook posts of people doing idiots doing idiotic things. And I feel like the dumber I get, the more I'd be inclined to do those stupid fucking things.
God, but it'd be fun though, wouldn't it?
Oh, no, I don't know.
This is why I have so much fun.
I just don't understand how people... Maybe that's why I don't have any fun, because I just don't... I find no enjoyment in anything. But people do something, I'm like, why the fuck are you doing that? What does that even mean? What does it even mean? I don't even know. It's fucking
Nothing
horrible.
Nothing, provocative.
No, it's horrible. I don't know if I could... Like, maybe the ignorance would be bliss. Maybe actually.
Well, I think, I think it would be.
Maybe the ignorance would be bliss. Maybe I'd like to get dumber. Yeah, but then I wouldn't do this podcast. Do you know what I mean? Because I wouldn't have the get up and go to do it. And maybe I shouldn't do this podcast. Maybe that's a fucking sign. Maybe I should have bashed Madden with a rock and just get dumber, tone myself down.
Don't take my words.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
sorry.
The thing is, it's not like if you get uglier, you'd get smarter, or if you get dumber, you get prettier. It's just, you just get uglier or dumber.
Oh, wait a second.
It's a lose-lose situation.
So I wouldn't get any more intelligent than I am. So I thought the parameters were that I would get more intelligent.
No,
if
no.
I got oh, fuck. That's no, someone's awful.
About to, someone's about to downgrade your life fucking severely.
Oh, for fuck's sake. And that's it?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck me.
Yeah.
So I've got to be the way I am now.
Either slightly uglier or slightly
dumber.
I'll
be dumber then.
I'll
be dumber then, mate.
I love how that's completely changed.
I'm not intelligent enough. Not intelligent enough to be any uglier than this. No fucking way, mate. I'll 100% be dumber.
It's just a lose-lose situation. Yeah.
But at
so
least
you'd
then
be
maybe
dumber.
If I was dumber, I'd lose some of the self-loathing I have perpetually.
And you wouldn't care about how fucking ugly you are.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't give two fucks.
Brilliant.
I might be happier.
Brilliant. I'm very happy with that answer. Moving swiftly on to the next question.
Right, okay.
Because we are running out of time.
Yes. Yeah.
Who
fuck do you think you are, master of time?
you've heard what I'm going to name then. You've heard my official title. Yeah. Will Master of Time Alexander Bowen.
That's what, the second.
the second. If you had £1 million, but 7 days to spend it until you die, what would you do? I mean, someone who edited the question has edited fucking wrong. And I'm reading this straight from the sheet. Right, so let me just...
I don't know what the fuck's...
Well, it was a proper question.
It was a proper question.
And then someone fucking edited it.
I must have fucked
up. Are you sure you didn't get dumber? If you had £1 million.
Yeah.
Now, you've only got 7 days to spend it.
Yeah.
And at the end of those 7 days, you fucking die. Right, yeah. What are you spending it on?
Well, okay, so I'm going to want to do... I've got £1 million. Right, so I'm going to buy my mum a house. Just get that sorted out.
Okay. Very wholesome.
Or a deposit down or something. Mum or someone, or my sister. Because my mum's got a house. I'll get like my sister Neve a house. Mm-hmm. She hasn't got a house yet, so I'll give her a house and I'll pay some of my mum's mortgage off. Because that won't be very much money. That might cost me a quarter of a mil, 300,000. Yeah. And then I would spend as much as humanly possible travelling in the most luxurious way to somewhere, to a tropical country or an island where I had... maybe I'm there on the, I've got 6 days to live, maybe 5 days to live there at this point. So I'd ship it up to an island, all my mates, my girlfriend.
It doesn't take 2 days to travel.
No, but after I've bought the house and sorted my sisters out and all that.
Oh,
sort
you
of
just
stuff,
drop like that just... off. You say there's 250 mil. Oh, I can just, you can go straight off. So let's say you still got 7 days.
So I've got 7 days.
You'd live out the rest of your days.
Okay, I'll live in some island somewhere.
On a Caribbean island.
Yeah, with enough weed and booze and food to see me out for 7 days.
I like your style, sir.
And that's it. And that's what I would do for 7 days. And everyone else would obviously get their cut of the money. I'd leave a pile of cash. Just take from it.
For everyone to fight over.
Yeah, just get your sort your transport out to get home. But I'm going to die here. Oh,
that would be a very bittersweet trip.
Yeah, it would be, wouldn't it? I'm really looking forward to it.
But there is a right answer.
When are we going?
Question. Well done.
When's happening? When are we doing that?
I mean, hopefully not soon.
No?
Hopefully you're not dying in 7 days anytime soon. So.
No, well, I haven't got £1 million.
Because I would miss you.
Well, I haven't got £1 million, severely. Mate, so I'm fucking not.
Would you rather be naked for the rest of your life or wear one outfit for the rest of your life?
One outfit. What, like The Simpsons? No, I'll just be like, Marge Simpson. That's been a green dress.
I love how you went straight to Marge.
Well, I feel like Homer has like the moo-moo and stuff. And everything. Like, do you remember the moo-moo?
You got to wear the moo-moo for the rest of your life.
Oh, man. Like naked or one outfit. Ah. Oh. Like, am I allowed to get naked at all if I wear an outfit? Like, do I have to shower in that outfit? Surely I can take that off and shower and bathe and sleep without that outfit, no? Or do I literally have to
I
be
think
naked?
The answer would be very easy if you could take it off and shower and stuff.
Yeah, it would be, wouldn't it? It'd be incredibly easy.
Yeah, it would.
I'd just take
so
it off.
Less for the purpose of this, say no. You can wash it, but you're washing it in the shower, mate, because you're showering whilst wearing it.
Okay, right.
You can obviously do all the normal human functions, like... But you got to do it in such a way that you've then got to put the thing straight back. Or you can't take it off your body. It's got to be touching your body.
That just sounds like an awful existence. Okay, so if I'm naked,
it does, doesn't it?
If I'm naked,
you can't be.
No.
If you chose the other side, I'll
thank you. Just like, literally, the question is: will you keep? Sorry, will you keep that outfit on for the rest of your life, Ethan? No, will. Well, it got to.
This isn't really a question. Yeah. This isn't a scenario.
Am I being held against my will?
It's just an order. Sorry, I thought we were still talking about the parameters of the wearing the one outfit. No. I do apologise. So
in the parameters of the question, if
continue.
I was naked, am I allowed to cover my modesty?
That's not being naked.
But with my hand, am I allowed to cover my penis?
Let's say for the
sorry,
purpose
sorry,
of
sorry,
this.
Sorry, Will, sorry, Will. With two hands.
Let's say for the purpose of this. You can cover it with... a part of your body.
Right, okay.
But you can't be going around with like a sheet in front of you.
Yeah.
To cover your shame.
Yeah.
To cover your shame, sir. You can't go around like that. That defeats. It's got to be really inconvenient for you to cover it all day,
brilliant.
Every day.
Oh, it would be anyway. It's so rigged.
Just like it'd be inconvenient having to shower with
my clothes on, yeah.
And then stand there and drip dry.
What would it take to go to work? It's really like so. Like, part of me thinks like being naked would be great.
Mm.
Yeah, because I'll just be naked.
But no one gets your situation. You'd have to explain it to everyone.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be able to wear a
sorry,
lanyard.
Police officer, I've been cursed to this existence.
Oh yeah, right back in the clink you go, mate.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
Yeah, so yeah. It's not our first rodeo, son. Yeah, I think, but like, I like. I'd sleep naked. Like, I sleep absolutely stark. It's,
You do.
You sleep with boxers on, don't you?
I do. I can't. Yeah. I can't get into it.
That is so uncomfortable for me.
I need a little bit of... what's the word?
What, bit of restriction?
Bit of restriction. I need some rules in my life. I'm wild, man. I'm a wild
you
beast.
Need taming.
I need taming. I need a leashing.
And your underwear won't sleep.
I just start
leash.
Fucking howling at the moon in the middle of the night.
Well, you take the underwear off, you get a heroin addiction. You start gambling all the time.
Yeah. Exactly. It's just a slippery slope for the cost of putting on a pair of boxers in the night.
Fair enough.
I'll deal
with
it.
Were you cursed one day? Was that what happened?
Someone cursed me with a ridiculous scenario.
On a previous podcast, in another life.
Yeah.
That's the thing, if like I can't, I find it very difficult to sleep with boxes on. So like, if I go to a sleepover, it's like, a sleepover? If I go to a fucking sleepover, who the fuck am I? A fucking sleepover. Like, I'm fucking 12. If I go to stay at someone's house, obviously.
Stay in someone's abode.
Obviously, pre-COVID or post-COVID.
Let's like, just go
I
into
have
that
to,
a little
I still
bit.
Want to wear, I still have to be naked. I don't like, if I have to wear now, something, I feel really restricted. I hate
there's
it.
There's nothing to say you can't pull them round your ankles and pull your top round your neck. You haven't got to sleep. Don't be ridiculous. You haven't got to sleep fully clothed. You can have a little bit of relief. You can pull your
trousers down.
You can't take them off.
No, exactly. I can pull them around my ankles.
Yeah, let's not be ridiculous. You can't take them off.
Okay, wait a second. Wait. Ooh.
I'm waiting.
What if I got trousers, like stripper's trousers, that could like Velcro or zip open? Then I could sort of like... have pimple freedom. I don't know where I was going to go with that. It's still a living nightmare, isn't it?
It is, yeah. 100%. 100%.
I sort of maybe think I would be naked and I could just stay at home all the time and just find a job that
it
I could
would
just
be a at. Weird existence, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Then,
but I think you'd get used to
my
it.
My mates would come around, I'd be just naked.
I think I'd get used to it.
What if you?
I'd come join you, mate.
Accidentally got.
I just turn up one day. I'm naked. Oh, I thought this was what we were doing. I don't need to be alone in this world, mate. Naked.
Will, it was just a podcast. It didn't. I've got my clothes on, mate.
Sorry, I was starting early. I was starting in anticipation of your answer to this question.
I really haven't got an answer.
It's a toughie.
It really is a toughie. You've really got me in a sticky situation here, mate.
I mean, I know what I'd choose.
I'm erring on the side of naked.
Are you?
I've got to say.
Fair.
Because I'm not saying this is my final answer yet, Chris, but I'm not going to lock this in yet. But I really believe, I just think like, the freedom of being naked would be better than the restriction of showering with my clothes on.
Well,
you know?
Yeah. But I mean, we weren't born with clothes, were we?
No, man. No, we weren't. No. We weren't born with these restrictions. These are just a. Oh, these clothes are just a cotton jail for my soul.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I'm going to be naked.
You're going to be naked.
What would you
Brilliant.
Do? What would you do? I'm interested.
I'd be clothed.
Would you?
100%. Yeah. I do not like being naked.
Do you not like being naked?
I really don't.
Oh, mate.
I just don't enjoy it.
I will not wear clothes.
No, I just don't enjoy it.
Do you not?
No, I don't know what it is.
Oh, I love being
Even
nude.
When I'm like just out the shower, I've instantly got to get my butt. I feel uncomfortable.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know what it is. There might be something wrong with me.
Mate, every morning I get up and go to the toilet. When I go to the loo, I'm naked. I don't get dressed to go to the toilet. Yeah.
That's mad. That is super uncomfortable.
The other day, I went down to the door in my big blanket. I had nothing on underneath it.
Really?
Yeah. The worst time was when I was wearing my dressing gown with nothing underneath it. And I fucking opened the door and I squatted down and my testicles flopped out below the bum.
How's they regularly do?
Dressing gown. Oh, the poor Amazon delivery driver. The bless him. That poor bloke, mate. That poor bloke.
Of your lovely shiny bollocks.
Anyway, mate, we've been here again for too long.
I think it's time to draw this fucking thing to a close. We've all got work tomorrow.
Yes. But it is rest day tomorrow, so I can just have a lay in.
Happy days.
Thank God. Anyway, mate, another lovely episode and a lovely evening. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir.
Cheers. And as always, see you at home.
Guys, for listening to The Nerve with Ethan and myself, we'd really appreciate all the positive feedback we can get, so please subscribe and leave a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app if you can. And if you'd like to get in touch, please do, because we need the content. Email us at thenerve@calltothefaithful.com. You can also find us at Call to the Faithful on Instagram, at CTTF Band on Twitter. We love you. Bye.